Preparation for meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Preparation for meditation. Now, very seldom do we think of taking time in preparation for doing virtually anything, much less for meditation. But if you're going to drive a car, before you get behind the wheel, you say, "I am the ideal chauffeur. I drive beautifully and wonderfully. The way is open before me. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me." Before we go to marry a person that we want to have be our spouse, we say, "I love you. I love you. You mean the world to me. I have decided to share my life with you. And in sharing my life with you, I will be you and you will be me. I will live my life and you will live your life. And together we'll live our life. And each one of us will be just like we had never been married, but we will be married by sharing our love and our goodness together." Yes. Preparation is a very important part in our life for anything that we're going to do. Preparation for meditation is a planning, a programming of ourself for how we're going to best express who and what we are. Preparation for meditation means that it's actually we meditate all the time. We meditate 24 hours of the day. We meditate on every thought that we have going through our mind. That's a meditation. Every idea we have in our head, that's a meditation. But let's have a meaningful meditation right now. And this meaningful meditation says, "I prepare for it." Now, how do we prepare for meditation? We prepare for meditation by becoming quiet, by sitting down, relaxing, taking moments to do the job right. And so we say to ourselves, "I am preparing for meditation." And then we say, "I will take 10 deep breaths and let them all the way out. And after I've taken 10 deep breaths, my body will be relaxed. My mind will be relaxed. My attitudes about life will be relaxed. I will be peaceful. I will be relaxed. And when I'm relaxed, then I can give my very best to my meditation." Doesn't matter what the meditation may be. The meditation may be, "I'm whole and perfect." The meditation may be, "I'm independently wealthy." The meditation may be, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." The meditation may be anything we want to meditate on. But first, we take the 10 very deep breaths, and each breath we let out just as powerfully as we draw it in. Now, some say, take a breath by breathing in through your mouth and letting it out through your nose. Or breathing it in through your nose and letting it out through your mouth. Or breathing it in through your nose and letting it out through your nose and breathing it in through your mouth and letting it out through your mouth. It really doesn't make a lot of difference. Whatever is comfortable for you. Because there is no secret mystical key for breathing in and breathing out except that you totally breathe in and totally breathe out as much as you can. As this illustration here. Now I'm breathing in through my mouth, and I'm breathing out through my nose, and Rex is looking over at me, and he says, "Is that the way you breathe, Dad?" I say, "Yep, that's the way I breathe. That's the way I breathe in deeply and let it out wonderfully." And Rex says, "Well, I don't do it that way. I just give a sigh and lay my head down and relax." Well, that's good too. But doing the 10 deep breaths is a very significant and a very wonderful thing for us to do, because when we do the 10 deep breaths, we are putting everything into motion for exactly the experience that we want to have. Preparation for meditation is a matter of getting our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Getting our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. How can I get my rational, ordinary, everyday thoughts, how can I get my limited thinking about myself out of the way and let in the divine? Get my self out of the way. Get my self out of the way. By breathing deeply, sighing, letting go. And as I do that, I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, and all of a sudden, I'm sparkling with life. And yet I'm deeply in meditation. And the thoughts that I think in meditation are powerful, delightful, wonderful thoughts, thoughts that say, yes, 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 all is good. Yes, 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 all is wonderful. Yes, 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 I'm relaxed. I am peaceful. Meditation is not a tense experience where you are so worried about things. Meditation is a peaceful experience. It's a loving experience. It's a gentle experience. It's an experience where you just let go and you let the divine in you be you. You let go and let God, as we have said so often, let go. And then, when you're into the state of relaxation and the peace of mind, then the thought will come to you, let's see, I want to meditate upon my good health. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I make these statements of truth about myself, these affirmations, and I make them lovingly, gently, consistently, perfectly, gently, perfectly, not pathetically, not wishfully, not demandingly, just it's just a statement. I am a man. And I make that statement without any pressure because it's true. And that's what I am. And I don't have to force myself to believe that. I don't have to force myself to recognize that that's so. It's so. So, with that same feeling of conviction, I say, every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I have a perfect body. I have a perfect body. I keep putting these thoughts into my mind in meditation. No frightfulness, just a relaxing attitude. And little by little, my mind accepts this thought as my reality. The law of cause and effect operates beautifully, and the law of cause and effect is what is prayer. Prayer is a law of cause and effect. It's a matter of what cause do you put into motion? What effect do you get? If your prayer is, God, direct me, then listen, listen, and you will hear God directing you. Follow, follow, follow what God tells you. Follow what the divine in you tells you. When you say, I listen to the divine in me, and then you're so busy telling the divine what you want, you're not listening to the divine within you. You're just a busybody telling the divine how it should run your life. Let go and let God. Relax. Say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. Do you think the divine objects to that? Does the divine object to you living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? heaven's sakes, no. The divine says, you're getting the message, you're getting the message, just hang in there. Who told you that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? The divine in you. It's the answer to your prayer. Now, it's a matter of you claiming it, accepting it, naming it, accepting it, living it, accepting it, being it, accepting it, and then you are it. But it's a matter of consistency. It's a matter of saying it every moment of your life. Not one single moment do you allow yourself to say, I'm not whole and perfect. Not one single moment do you ever give a contrary. For if you do, then you have washed away all the good thoughts. But you can start over again very quickly, because you know what this is all about. So you start over again, you say, every organ, action, function in my body is perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm wonderful. I'm beautiful. I'm fantastic. Everything about me is good and very good. Prayer is first relaxing. Prayer is first putting your mind and your body in a peaceful state of consciousness. And then prayer is, you've got the thought in your mind of what you want and what you're interested in. I'm interested in my perfect body. So you got that thought in your mind. Now let go and let the prayer be answered. As the divine in you says, and so it is. And so it will always be. Let go and let it be. Let it happen to you and to me. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. And when I let it be, then I have done my preparation for meditation beautifully. And the results are that this moment and forevermore, I am in a state of ideal meditation. I have prepared myself well, and now it is done. And I let it be, because that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me, just to let it be. So this day, I claim that for myself. I know that for myself. I am that for myself, and I am the happiest guy in the universe. How about you? You going to join me in this preparation for meditation? I would think so. I welcome you. I love you. I love you. I love you.